from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Red Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, this is it, buddy. Finally, the unveiling. Finally, we will get to some live action on Sunday. We'll get a complete game. And I think everyone is kind of shot out of a cannon waiting for as long as we have for it. It was great to see football last night, man.
Yeah, that was an entertaining game, right? You had the Chiefs with the banner raising, a little bit of a weather delay, which that wasn't so much fun. But the Ravens, they played hard. They battled. That's a tough draw. You've got the Thursday night game, and you got to go play the Super Bowl champion. But I think Baltimore will be pretty darn competitive this season. Another game tonight. So just diving right into real football. And it's a good thing it's back.
Before we get to the Bears, did you have any doubt that Likely's foot was out? And did you have any question whether or not the Ravens should have, as they were planning to, go for two if they had counted the touchdown?
It sure looked like the smallest part of that cleat was touching the line. And so it's hard to argue against that. And, I think Baltimore had all the momentum in the world on its side, right? Why not go for two there? You've kind of systematically gone up and down the field on them there. play for the win. You control it then 100% right there. So I think that absolutely would have been the right call. You really want to go in overtime against Patrick Mahomes, and that's not a dig at Lamar Jackson at all. But do you want to go in overtime against Mahomes?
No.
I got to tell you, it was hilarious because I had talked to a guy about the game before it, and he said that, that referee, be careful with him. He's like the biggest showman in the league. Not only does he have the
Sean Hockley.
He's got his dad's gun.
Yeah.
But he's also
gun show.
He wants to play.
But he had nothing
show.
To do with the.
They called what legal procedure like four straight times. I'm just saying there was a lot of.
The first series was a long series.
Yes, it was.
Can the Bears learn from that? Because if they're going to be enforcing that, you don't want them to be. You don't want Braxton Jones to have that same kind of penalty problem.
Beltline of the center,
The other 30 teams should have seen that as well. So we'll see if we'll see if they were able to watch the game in Brazil for starters, right? Philadelphia and Green Bay get treated that way this evening, and then you get to Sunday, and every crew is going to be a little bit different. You saw ridiculous instances, I think, in the playoffs last year where these offensive tackles are lined up way off the line of scrimmage and not being called for it. So somewhere, hopefully soon, we can find a happy medium where your viewing experience isn't bogged down by goofy penalties and the linemen are kind of where they need to be, right? Not 2 yards off the ball.
All right. So let's get to some of the predictions you're going to have to give us today. We're curious about whether or not you have the Bears with a winning season. Do you
think
they're in competition for a playoff spot, but are they in the playoffs? How do you look at the Bears?
I think they can get a wild card. Okay. I think they can get a wild card. I think that's realistic. Well, for starters, 43.8% of the NFL can label itself a playoff team at the end of every year, right? That's not quite the accomplishment it used to be with the expansion of the playoffs back in 2021. So 14 of your 32 teams reach the postseason. That's doable. That shouldn't be some insurmountable hurdle that is so difficult to crack. Now it's a tough division, and I think it's one of the one of the two best divisions in the entire league. But the way that schedule sets up, I think, we may look back come week eight and say, boy, this a couple of these teams on the Bears' schedule are significantly different than we were expecting. So the strength of schedule can shift, right? But the way it sets up right now, we talked about it yesterday, guys. There's some teams on there that they should be able to take care of business against. So I think that a wild card is doable, and I wouldn't rule out the possibility that they could challenge for the division. Why put a ceiling on it?
Interesting, Brad. A lot of optimism from you. We both picked 9-8. I think that's doable and realistic. My biggest concern about the Bears beginning Sunday is how can they stop the run? You look at the Titans' offensive line. Peter Skronsky, high pick from Northwestern. We know him well, local kid. J.C. Latham, high pick, left tackle. They're going to be able to maybe move the ball on the ground against a Bears defense that is going to struggle maybe stopping the run. Can the Bears stop the run against the Titans, and how big of a concern do you have?
The Bears were really good against the run last year, guys. Really good. Now, obviously tops in the league in run defense in 2023 and 86.4 yards a game. So I would expect the Titans to try to get the run game going. That's how you help out your young quarterback, and they paid a whole boatload of money to Lloyd Cushenberry to get a new center in there as well. They have revamped that offensive line, but I think if Tennessee comes in with the plan of we're going to run it, I think Matt Eberflus and the Bears would say, bring it on. Let's go. And you'll find out, how prepared and ready they got in training camp and preseason for some physical football out of the gate. But I think the Bears would be equipped to handle that pretty well. It should be, right?
Yeah, I think what's interesting to me is, and what the difficulty I had when I looked at the game, is that we think of both these teams, both the Titans and the Bears, as sort of old-fashioned smash-mouth football teams, and they're both sort of going through this transition into the modern NFL, right? I think the Titans are too, yeah.
Absolutely, and the Titans looked explosive in preseason, and I don't want to put too much stock in that because I don't put too much stock in it when I see the Bears do certain things in the preseason because it's the preseason, but they had the same idea in the off season in terms of let's focus our resources on one side of the ball and let's have it be the offense. Now they did it a little bit differently in terms of what the Bears did. They already had their quarterback in place in Will Levis. So they went on the offensive line. They brought in a couple receivers. So the whole focus is try to get the thing up and rolling with the quarterback for both of them. The questions I would have about Tennessee would besides the obvious ones about Will Levis, who was 3-6 and 9 starts as a rookie, a year ago would be about the defense. They've got some older guys. I'd have questions about their ability to rush the passer, probably some questions about the secondary. So maybe it's a good first opponent for Caleb Williams. I don't know.
You look at the injury report yesterday, DeMarcus Walker's name shows up with the groin issue that – he got off to a slow start last year because of some injuries, Brad. What's the level of concern there? Anything else about the injury report that stands out?
Nothing too alarming. You know, what you don't know about DeMarcus Walker being limited was there something in Wednesday's practice where they had to throttle him back a little bit on Thursday, or on Thursday, did he only go through 30% of practice because he had a groin issue pop up in the middle of practice? Like which way and to what extent was he limited in practice? But they've got, we've talked about this, they kept 6 defensive ends on the 53-man roster. I had a chuckle with Travis Smith, the defensive line coach, yesterday, and I jokingly asked if he was, jumping on the table for 7 defensive ends on 53-man roster. And he said, remember when you saw me at the combine and you were throwing a couple names at me? And my response was, I'd love to have them all. And, so they're going to mix and match, I think, with those defensive ends to try to find something that clicks. And then you go with the hot hand until it cools off and you try another pairing, but they're going to be able to keep them fresh. That's something Matt Eberflus talked about day one when he came in. It's something you heard from Rod Marinelli, who obviously had a huge influence on Matt Eberflus's career with playing the defensive linemen in waves to keep them fresh. So when Will Levis has got a 3rd and 6 with 6 minutes to go in the ball game, you've got some defensive linemen out there that have got some juice left because while it's not going to be hot on Sunday, guys, these players are going to be gassed at the end to play a full game for the first time, and that's really going to take a toll on them.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. Estwing.com. I believe Big Z has an Estwing hammer.
And so, he can swing it.
So back off. Who did you take in the game, Brad?
I thought about it for a while. I really did because it just, Yeah. At first glance, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take the Bears here. And then I flip, you know, I don't want to fall into a trap because I think Tennessee could be an interesting team this season. If Callahan can get things going in the right direction with Will Levis, if you believe that his father, Bill, can get that offensive line playing at a pretty high level in short order, that can be a competitive and interesting football team this year. So, and there's some unknown. And I think Denard Wilson will do a nice job with the defense, even though, you know, he didn't get quite as many new parts as they got on offense this season. But I after consideration and taking some time, I picked the Bears to win the game 23-20.
That's my score.
It's exactly what Mully picked. Wow, coincidence.
Great minds. We did not talk about this last night.
All right. Let me ask you about Bill Belichick's opinion of Caleb Williams. Did you see that, and do you have a reaction to it? Because he deemed
him. I didn't see it. What was it?
Said he was someone.
He's everywhere now. Like that guy's media schedule makes you look like a little bit of a slacker these days, Dave.
Okay. Thanks, Brad. Here's what Bill Belichick had to say, Brad. Give us your reaction right after you hear it.
Whoever they played against in preseason, it wasn't the best players on the other team.
So what you're saying is, Coach, we can't plan a parade because Caleb was so accurate in the preseason.
Well, he wasn't accurate. He's 10 for 20.
Yeah, it's like you didn't watch the 20 throws. Yeah, like, come on. There's a reason he's excited.
It's 20 throws, Chaz.
He buzzed through them. And
you got to think how good the 10 were that were completed.
Yeah.
You know, the extended plays, the footwork.
They weren't that good. There was a couple highlight plays.
See?
They weren't that good.
And no one's saying he might not be great. Yeah. But what we're saying is it's just you need the content.
Sad,
it's like when I hear somebody's lighting it up in camp, I'm like, is he running with the twos? Is he going against the two defense? Is the quarterback struggling because he's got the two offensive line? There's just a lot we don't know.
Yeah, well.
That's kind of saying he's not going to be great, Brad.
I don't think he's saying that. I just think he's saying that some of the hype that's based off of these highlight plays that you saw in preseason, you got to be a little bit careful with, because and that's what I've picked up in talking to people around the league about Caleb and about some of these other rookie quarterbacks that are in this class and young quarterbacks in general. You know, Tennessee's likely, I would expect, I haven't spoken to Denard, but I would expect his game plan's going to be to try to keep Caleb in the pocket because he is so dynamic when he can escape the pocket, when he can extend the plays. You know, he can do stuff that really can't be coached, and he can do it at a very high level, But to project massive success for him in his career, people like Belichick, they're going to want to see the operation from the pocket. And I can understand that. And that's what people that I've been talking to in the past week, really all summer, hey, that's where the rubber is going to hit the road. That's what everybody is interested to see. Because if he can do that as well, then it's going to be really dynamic.
That's good stuff, Brad, even though you did call me a slacker. Good insight.
Well, I called you a slacker in comparison to Bill with as much media he's doing. You got to listen.
Okay, that's right. Thank you.
Bigsy, you're the best. Well, thank you, buddy.
See you Sunday.
Joe Fortenbaugh at 7:45, right, guys?
That's right.
You got it. Thank you, buddy. We can't wait.
7:40.
7:40. What's
7:40?
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get ready.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
all right, can't wait, guys.
Good get stuff. That,
have a great weekend.
Yeah. You too.
Tell Alexa to have your alarm on or whatever.
Alexa, get ready for Joe Fortenbaugh.
Alexa, set an alert for 20 minutes.
Alexa, wake up.
That's for everyone that happens to put that thing
on. He's going to be shot out of a cannon.
Alexa, cancel that alert.
Alexa, play 670 The Score.
There we go.
Now,
company man.
If
chicken before
explain
the egg.
To me
got to get to
how
670
that
the
would
score
work
first.
If it wasn't already on. I don't understand what you're saying.
Right, but first, I don't know that Alexa. That's a good test, though. I should try that next time. Like if I told Alexa, give me Joe Fortenbaugh, what would happen?
No. Well, you'd get the wrong station.
He would show up 2 days later by delivery.
Stashed or no stashed?
Depends on how hot he is this weekend. We'll find out at 7:40.
We're going to talk to Joe in a little bit. We're going to talk to you next. 312-644-6767. We've got people acting like Dustin, that Bill has taken some of the luster off the season. Are you really responding that way? What about the excitement level? How shot out of a cannon are you for the debut, the new era that begins Sunday at Soldier Field? 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We big boys, man. We hungry. We just like to eat. We like to hunt. We like to get after it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that is the voice of Montez Sweat.
Got a hungry heart.
He's the best defensive end on the Chicago Bears, their pass rusher, and he's not a captain.
But he's not a captain. Doesn't matter on Sunday. He is hungry, and everybody's got a hungry heart. That definitely goes without saying.
Okay, Bruce.
I'm just saying. I'm playing to the music.
What year was that? What year was that?
Doesn't matter. It's one of those songs you never forget.
I got to tell you.
Timeless.
What album was that off of? That was one of the bad albums, right? That was one of his
good song on a bad album. Still a good song.
It's not a good song.
Catchy. You knew what it was, right?
Had a wife from Baltimore,
there we go.
Jack.
All right.
I needed fast money, so I came out
Fifth
with
album,
this
The
album.
River. I think The River is one of his best ones, right?
Yeah.
The River one of his best ones?
Terrible.
I just like the song. It's
you know,
recognizable.
Darkness on the Edge of Town's a good album. Born to Run. I don't know about the rest of them.
Yeah, okay. Pink Cadillac, that one I could deal without.
Thank
right,
you.
That one.
A lot of filler.
That one, the radio made him make it.
I think what happened is he got too popular, and it was like what you call like Spielberg overload.
Interesting.
Where no one tells you to stop, and you just keep loading on songs.
Sunday, Caleb Williams begins his glory days. How about that? So we begin a new era, not just a new season. Yeah. And Montez Sweat will have a lot to say about how well the debut goes. I think Montez Sweat is going to be a challenge not only for the Titans but for every team on the Bears' schedule. Here's what's interesting, though, Mully, and I've referenced this to Bigsy. The Titans feel pretty good about the left side of their offensive line because J.C. Latham, high draft pick, rookie. Left tackle.
First-round draft pick.
Peter Skronsky.
First-round draft pick.
That's how you build stability. That's how you create continuity when you are a first-year head coach, and obviously he inherited Skronsky, but you go out and you get a left tackle. I think that Montez Sweat against a rookie is a matchup that should favor the veteran, but I do think that the Titans, when you talk about their identity,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be rooted in their offensive line, almost like it typically has been over the years, because they've always had Derrick Henry, but now they have a pretty good left side of the line that they feel good about. We'll see. Montez Sweat is hungry.
Yeah, he wants to eat.
He wants to eat.
He's ready to go.
And he wants to hunt.
He has a hungry heart. Let's try Don. Don is on the west side. Hey, Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to start out with my prediction. I think that the Bears, I think the team will compile three touchdowns and a field goal. So I'm going to say we win 24-17, defensive touchdown maybe, hopefully. But moving on, I wanted to give a comment about last night's game, man. First and foremost, you know, I'm still, you know, Justin Fields go, whatever, but he's not Lamar Jackson. I remember I used to compare them to a lot. I think he's in the right division and watching the right quarterback. Because that guy's unreal the way he scrambles and still keeps his head down the field, makes everything, split decisions and everything. So I respect that about him. That Baltimore Ravens team is really aggressive. I think that they're good enough to live with it, but not good enough to overcome it. I think that aggressiveness hurts them. Like on that, I think it was like a second down, a third down play where they all jump on the little running back and he just roll over the pile and pick up the first down. Now they got to burn the timeout, waste more clock.
Unnumbered,
late hit penalties and all that. So, yeah. But I'll wrap it up. But, yeah, I think that last night was a good game, man. I'm excited for the season, guys. Bears win 24-17. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Don. 24-17. Yeah, I think it's going to be about a touchdown. I think I said 27-21. Mr. Santos has two field goals. The Bears will have three takeaways.
How about Biggs and I having the same prediction without
like that's a shocker.
It seems very interesting.
I didn't talk to him at all about this.
He said we didn't talk about it yesterday. He said that.
No, but we didn't talk about it at all. We never have gone over scores of the game.
No. But as you guys are breaking it down and picking each other's brains about it, it's interesting that you come up. That's what I think is interesting, that after having many conversations, like you get to Friday for the prediction, and there it is, and you guys are in lockstep. It is interesting. Yeah. Not that you shared the score, but by breaking down the game, that's where you both landed.
Okay. Yeah.
Now that's four of us on the Bears. Is that a bad sign?
We've got a lot of people on the Bears.
Yes.
The Sun-Times pickers were all on the Bears, right?
Every picker was on the Bears.
And we're going against the 0-14-1 trend, right? We're also going against
that. See, I understand why people look at 0-14-1. There's not been a number one overall quarterback since David Carr in 2002. None of the situations are alike.
It's irrelevant.
Or like this one.
I agree.
Really? Irrelevant?
It's irrelevant to this one. Just because this is a team that was put together. It was the ninth worst team in the league, not the worst team in the league. And they improved in the offseason. They made a couple of moves that got them better, including drafting the quarterback and the wide receiver.
Here's the one nugget from those 15 games that I do think might be worrisome or at least something not to ignore or dismiss. In seven of those 15 games, the quarterback threw three interceptions, at least three interceptions.
It goes without saying, but maybe we should say it. You must protect the football.
You must protect the football.
Period, end of story.
And in the NFL, it's different than at USC or in the Pac-12. You know, they talked yesterday. Shane Waldron asked about the psychological weight that Caleb Williams might have been lifted now that he doesn't have to score 35 points. He's not in the Pac-12 anymore. By the same token, there's more of a importance that you have to protect the football. You can't turn it over. Two hands on the ball.
We watched the Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs play down to the wire, nearly getting to the two-point conversion that would have decided the game. But they played to the last play. In the AFC Championship game, that was a rematch, the Ravens lost the turnover battle 0-3, right? They had three turnovers to none for the Chiefs. You're not going to get to the Super Bowl if you're turning the ball over.
You're not going to.
You're not going to win a game.
Right.
If you – three turnover deficit will prevent you from winning most games, David.
Yes.
As you well know.
And accuracy matters as well while we're speaking about last night's game and the quarterback position. It came down to that last call, inches. The likely was out. But if Lamar Jackson is accurate on the play before that, they're going for two.
Yeah.
They score on a touchdown. He overthrew Flowers.
He said he wasn't even throwing to Flowers.
Where else was he throwing?
It didn't make any
that
sense.
That almost made me more concerned than the miss.
Yeah, yeah.
He was wide open in the end zone.
Yeah, it was weird. It was things could have gone differently. But again, you know, whether
protect the football.
Whether it's a mistake or not, when your toenail is on the line, you know, whether that's happenstance or an actual error, you have to be perfect against the team with Patrick Mahomes as the trigger man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got Joe Fortenbaugh joining us next. We're going to talk to our guy. He promised Bears talk when last we spoke to him. Cannot wait to get to that next. Mully and Haw on the Score. Big Z, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
See you Sunday.
Joe Fortenbaugh at 7:45.
What's
7:40?
That? Yeah.
Okay.
Get ready.
Can't wait.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to get to talk to our guy, Joe Fortenbaugh. He is our man in Vegas, regardless of where he lives in the wide United States. He'll always be that for us. And Joe joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Joe, a week ago you threatened to talk about the Bears. Oh, my God, I've been waiting a week. How are you, brother?
Hey, Joe.
It's a huge day, gentlemen, a huge day indeed. Do we start with the Sox, the Blackhawks, the Cubs? Where do you want to go?
Bears.
I cannot imagine what the excitement level in Chicago has to be like heading into this weekend. Optimism around the team. Optimism around the most important position in all of professional sports. You're a favorite against the Tennessee Titans, so it's a winnable game. How many people are nervous about this game? I'll start with this. Money on the Titans. We can get into this. It's knocked it from 4.5 down to 3.5. Main reason for that isn't so much that the Titans are great, maybe a little undervalued, people not realizing they've improved in some key areas, but Chicago getting a lot of love. Rookie quarterbacks, especially number one overall picks, have not fared well historically in their first game out. I'm not necessarily agreeing with it. I'm just relaying the information for how Vegas sees it right now.
What do you like about the Bears and the opportunities to make some money off this season and this team?
So I've been very much with the public, and you guys know me. In the past, when I've come on, if I don't like Chicago, like I've hinted at the fact that I would bet the other way or that I'd stay away from the game entirely. Not pandering to the audience at all. I played over the win total 8.5. I played yes playoffs back when it was around +140. That's now -105. I felt it was a team that was worth taking a shot on. You know, you can give me all the rookie quarterback stats you want. You can give me all the negative number one overall pick has never done this in his first season. This is not your standard number one overall pick situation. Normally, the team drafting number one overall stinks. And that's what Carolina did last year. They stunk. But the problem for Carolina is they traded the pick to the Bears. Bears were actually a pretty good team. Defense is going to be above average. You have a rookie quarterback who's got more weapons around him than I can remember for a rookie quarterback stepping into the situation. So ultimately, with that, combined with the fact that from a Vegas metric standpoint, the schedule sets up quite nicely, I like the Bears to get to 9. We're talking about improving 2 wins from last year, and I think they can threaten a playoff spot. And at plus 140, it was worth my money.
Yeah, I totally agree with the way you're looking at it, Joe. And I think,
big surprise.
But
big surprise, the guys in Chicago agree.
No, but I think that there are people in this town. Our executive producer had them at 12 wins before Bill Belichick questioned him. Now, we had them at 11 wins a year ago when they won 7 games. So I don't know that he counts. But I'm just saying, it's like crazy shot out of a cannon excitement over this Bears season.
It's going to be, and it should be.
Yeah.
It should be. I mean, again, what do we talk about every year in the grand scheme with the Bears? Never had a 4,000-yard passer.
Exactly.
Can't get the quarterback position figured out. There's a lot to like here, but you can't overlook this opponent in week one. Tennessee's very easy to overlook. They'll be improved on the offensive line. Bill Callahan, son of Brian Callahan, the new head coach, he comes over from Cleveland. He's going to man up the offensive line. That's an upgrade. Defensively, they made some key upgrades as well. I think this could sneaky be one of the best games of the weekend. So I'm not laying it with the Bears. I've already got my positions from a futures perspective. I like them long term. The money is coming in on Tennessee. It's going down to 3.5. You got to respect the market, but I think it's going to be a very good football game. Can they limit what Caleb Williams needs to do? No one needs 400 yards from Caleb Williams when you have this Bears defense. We want to play smart football this weekend, boys. If we do that, we get the win.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh brought to you by Four Seasons Heating and Air Conditioning, Plumbing and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. What else do you like about week one, Joe?
All right, so we'll start with the pros and then we'll go to college. It's not the most robust slate, and I'll throw a couple futures in here that you can still play at the end. But I'm going to start with this. Best bet of the weekend, Seattle Seahawks -6 over Denver. I think Seattle's one of the most underrated teams in the NFL this year. Mike McDonald, the former defensive coordinator in Baltimore. Anyone see that stink defense last night? They couldn't stop anything when it mattered. They couldn't get any pressure. When they did get Mahomes, they let him out off the hook. They didn't play very well in that game. They lost some key players, but losing McDonald was huge. He was highly coveted. He's going to step into a situation in Seattle where there are more pieces on that defense than people realize. Offensively, Ryan Grubb comes over as the offensive coordinator. He was at the University of Washington. This offense is going to look very, very different. They're going to be up-tempo, and they're going to be able to spread it out and throw the ball all over the field with 3 good wide receivers in Lockett, Smith Najigba, and DK Metcalf. Keep in mind, people can like Bo Nix all they want. That's fine. I'm not against him. He's a rookie making his first career start on the road in Seattle against the 12th man. I'll lay the 6 with the Seahawks. I like him to go over 7.5 wins as well. I think that team's very undervalued. Jacksonville +3.5 against Miami. I think the Jags are undervalued, and Miami's dealing with some key injuries on the defensive side of the ball. Remember, 2 years ago, Jacksonville's in the playoffs in Doug P's first year on the job. Last year, they started 8-3 before they went into the tank, so everybody checked out on them. They upgraded at wide receiver and along the O-line. I think Miami's good, but this is going to be a tight football game. And of all the teams that are going to fear playing in that heat down in Miami in September, Jacksonville's not one of them. They're used to it. So we'll take the Jags +3. Dallas and Cleveland, we're going to go under 40.5 points. I think this game's going to be a rock fight. Cleveland was number one in scoring defense at home last year, 13 points per game. They returned virtually everyone. They brought in Mike Vrabel as a consultant, which is going to help the defense as well. Offensively, they got some issues on the line and at running back, so I don't think they're going to move the ball up and down the field. Dallas has O-line issues. Dallas has a very, very large question mark at the running back position as well. Rock fight under 40.5 total points. And then Monday Night Football, I'll go Jets +4.5 against the Niners. I'm also playing the Niners under 11.5 wins. I'm not high on them at all. They were one of the healthiest teams in the NFL last year. They had a great schedule last year. Metrically, they were at the top of so many different categories. So many. A turnover differential, giveaways, yards per play, how they got ahead of the sticks on first down. And all that resulted in 12 wins. 12. You're telling me you're going to replicate that this year? I don't see it. Schedule sets up difficult. 8 games against teams that are going to have a rest advantage. So I go under 11.5 wins. I think they're in a dogfight with the Jets in this matchup. Jets can play some defense. They got competent quarterback play. No one in Chicago needs to hear about that guy anymore, so I'll keep it moving. But I think the Jets plus the 4.5. So your NFL card looks like this. Jags plus 3.5. Seahawks minus the 6. Cleveland, Dallas under 40.5. Jets plus 4.5. For the teaser fans out there, tease the Bengals from 8.5 down to 2.5. So you only need to win by 3. Pair them up with Seattle. You take them from minus 6 down to a pick 'em. You hit those two, you hit your first teaser of the season.
Joe, just so you know, I took the Jets to win the division and was slighted by Mr. David
here. Yes, he was. I'm not a believer.
So I'm on Team Joe.
David, who are you taking to win the East then?
Dolphins. Tua. Oh. It's all about Tua. He's got the it factor. Just ask him.
1-6 in games against playoff teams last year. That's not a problem.
A trend is not your friend. Not this year. It's different, different season, Joe. You ask.
That division's very compelling because in this game, we've talked about this before. So many people look at this as understanding coaches and players and teams. You got to understand human psychology to be able to beat this game. And with Miami, just like I talked about with Jacksonville, people say what I just said. Well, they can't beat any of the good teams. But just because they haven't doesn't mean they can't moving forward. And if they figure out how to solve some of those issues, they're going to be right there, especially with Buffalo stepping back a little bit, at least in my opinion.
I hear you.
And you never know with the Jets. So I think the value on Miami, nothing wrong with that. I'm just busting chops.
I know.
Yeah, they're going to miss Vic. What do you like in college?
All right, we had a good little start in college last week. So let's see if we can keep it cooking. I'm going to rapid fire through. Oregon minus 21 over Boise State. The best of the number got away from us. Oregon was very good in the box score last week, but the final score didn't indicate that. Boise had a hell of a matchup against, I believe it was Georgia Southern in the humidity. They looked very good running the ball. Defense, highly suspect. I think Oregon puts it on them. I'd lay the 21 with the Ducks. Northern Illinois plus 28 against Notre Dame. Look, I know I'm talking to Chicago, a lot of Notre Dame fans. We liked the Notre Dame under last week. We were very good with that. This isn't anti-Notre Dame. It's just a potential flat spot, okay? You're off a huge win, and now the schedule sets up so nicely. I don't think Notre Dame's going to show up and just boat race Northern Illinois. You lose a little motivation off an A&M win like that, so I'll take the 28 points with Northern Illinois. Virginia plus 1.5 in their matchup against Wake Forest. Wake Forest trending in the wrong direction from last year. Virginia trending in the right direction. Game opened 2.5 and was bet down. That's some sharp money there. Old Dominion in East Carolina, probably the Joe Fortenball special of the week, game no one's paying attention to, over 54.5, open 51.5. These two teams played very fast last week. They scored a bunch of points despite a lot of turnovers and a lot of mistakes. The market's undervaluing their scoring potential. And then on top of that, we're going to play Michigan, Texas. We're going to go back to that first half wager from last week. We're going to go under 21.5. Michigan can play defense. They're going to have the crowd noise on their side. I think Quinn Ewers is a bit overrated. However, Michigan's offense is going to run the ball, slow the game down. They can't throw very well. Texas is going to pose a problem. I think it's a low-scoring game. So your college football recap, Virginia plus 1.5, Northern Illinois plus 28, Oregon minus 21, Old Dominion, East Carolina over 54.5, Michigan, Texas first half under 21.5. I got games for tonight, too. Do we have time?
Yes.
Yeah, tonight, Northwestern Duke.
Okay. Philadelphia, Green Bay.
Oh, okay. That one.
Yeah. Northwestern Duke, some people like the over in that game. I haven't done anything with it yet. I got two player props for you. Christian Watson, Packers wide receiver, over 39.5 yards. Banged up most of last season, but averaged right around this mark. Philly's secondary, especially at cornerback, is a little banged up. They got a lot of good receivers in Green Bay. This kid's finally healthy. I would target him tonight, over 39.5 yards. Jalen Hurts rushing, over 38.5 yards. 2 years ago, when they ran the ball the way they were supposed to, he averaged 50 yards per game. Last year, when they got away from the run, he was still averaging about 35 yards per game. They're going to run more with him tonight. So Hurts over 38.5 rushing yards. Watson over 39.5 receiving yards. I lean Philadelphia, but I haven't bet it yet. Wouldn't be surprised that they go into the tank with all their problems. And then the over, I think we get a higher scoring game. First half over is like 23.5, 24.5, somewhere right around there. I'd play over that. I think they come out and they put some points on the board.
That's fantastic, Joe. Thank you, buddy. We're gonna try drinking some caipirinhas at about 9, 10 o'clock this morning.
We're getting into that a bit later. Thanks,
Joe. Do your thing. Do your thing. Continue putting on the best show in Chicago. But to everyone out there, this is your season. Stay focused. Go Bears.
Oh, love it, Joe.
Love it. Love
Have a great
it.
Weekend.
That's our guy. That's Joe Forbaugh.
I love, too, that he gave Northern Illinois a little love that they're going to be plus 28. But come on. You know, it's
28, man. It's a lot.
But they're going to wake up in the morning. They're going to say, we're going to give them all they can handle. And they're going to be telling their family about this in 25 years, the playing at Notre Dame Stadium.
We only lost by 27.
Yes! I love that. I love that Joe picks the obscure games and goes after the college football.
What was the Old Dominion East Carolina game?
Love I mean, it.
That's Joe,
love
man,
it.
Right there.
Yep.
312-644-6767. We've got some Coom. Great stuff coming up. Yeah, none other than the great Then the great Ron Coomer will join us next, and we should let you know that that our segment with Joe was one of our favorite ever. So take that. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.